Hare Krishna. Continuing reading My Glorious Master, New York City, 1968. Serving the Devotees. I was not able to concentrate on Swamiji's words, and I remember nothing of his lecture. Yet, I glimpsed his great power. I lived in the temple that weekend. I slept on the floor and woke at 5:30 a.m. with the other devotees. The devotees engaged me in exotic but odd tasks, like writing out longhand the Easy Journey to Other Planets manuscript so it could be edited, getting gesso and other art supplies for Jadarani, and searching the East Village gourmet food stores for Tiger's brand milk for Swamiji. The errand to purchase milk for Swamiji especially filled me with happiness. I chanted as I walked through St. Mark's Place and felt a deep, previously unexperienced joy. A first feast. That Sunday, Swamiji held a feast, an initiation and an installation of Jagannath deities. I sat in the temple room and chanted with the devotees. It was the first time I had ever heard a madanga. As the kirtan continued, Robert, one of the devotees to be initiated, carried in a huge Jagannath deity and placed him on the altar. I was shocked. First African drum beats and now a totem. What kind of group was this? But as I looked at Jagannath's smiling face, I relaxed and smiled with him. Swamiji initiated three new disciples. Bob became Vamanadev Das, Jay became Jayadvaita Das, and a second Jay became Jay Narayana Das. In addition, Hansaduta and his wife Himavati sat in on the fire ceremony to consecrate their marriage. Swamiji both performed the ceremony and he lectured. During his lecture, Swamiji explained that he was a sannyasi, a renunciant, and traditionally should have nothing to do with marriages and marriage ceremonies, but he was duty-bound to perform his disciples' weddings because they were completely dependent on him. I observed these esoteric, culturally un-American events taking place on Second Avenue with amazement. I felt simultaneously aloof, as one feels when watching a documentary, about a distant land, and simultaneously intimate, for I had already tasted results from chanting Hare Krishna. I imagined myself sitting, shaved-headed and cross-legged before the sacrificial fire and receiving initiation from Swamiji, but I knew I wasn't ready. I needed something more. Jainarayan, as it turned out, was writing a school paper on Swamiji and the Hare Krishna devotees. His initiation experience was part of his paper. The following morning, his purpose fulfilled, he disappeared onto Second Avenue and was never heard from again. Jayadvaita Das Brahmachari and Vamanadev Das fared much better. Transcendence and goodness. Swamiji's lecture continued. He spoke about Prahlad Maharaj and told the story of the boy devotee who was harassed by his atheistic father and later saved by Lord Nisringadev. At the end of his lecture, I raised my hand and asked Swamiji my first question. It was not submissive. Quote, I asked, in your class, you mentioned that devotees were in the mode of goodness, but I thought that devotees were transcendental to the mode of goodness. End quote. Prabhupada's answer was to the point. Yes, devotees are transcendental, but they generally act in the mode of goodness. My comment. I had only been chanting for several months and neither understood the meaning of transcendental nor the mode of goodness. Yet I already thought myself learned and therefore offered my understanding to Prabhupada. His straightforward answer satisfied me. Later, I understood that surrender places a devotee under Krishna, not under the modes of nature, but that does not allow him to act whimsically in the name of being transcendental. Rather, we're not required to act otherwise. Pure devotees.